Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August 9th, 2017. I'm Paul White. The DDP comes to you 365 days a year, and we're so glad to have you with us as we journey through the book of Romans. We're in Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Paul says, "Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fell, severity, and toward you goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off." The therefore at the top of the verse is, I don't know if we could overemphasize how crucial it is. You need to understand where we are in this context. I'm not going to reiterate it again, but just go back if you've missed the last few. Well, if you've missed the DDP till this point, I really recommend you go back a few weeks and go with us through this 11th chapter. In light of all the information that lies in front of this 22nd verse, consider Paul now gives you two sides of a coin, and he's the only person in the New Testament that does it this way. Here comes the opposite of God's goodness would be God's severity. I say Paul's the only one that does it this way because this word never appears again in the Greek outside of Romans 11:22, where it appears twice. The goodness and severity of God on those who fell, severity, but towards you goodness. That severity, this is the token usage of it, and it is exactly what it sounds like in the Greek. There's a element in the Greek of sharpness. In fact, the root word from the Greek is sharp. And so, or quick, hard, like being sharp with someone. Paul uses its root word a couple of times in his epistles when he talks about being sharp with them in preaching. And so you use that thought when you consider the severity of God. What's Paul talking about? Well, the fact that there are that he's using contrasting thoughts shows you that he's trying to bring light to the goodness by showing you the darkness of severity. No one else ever uses this severity, but Paul does use goodness. In fact, back in Romans 2:4, same book, Paul talks about to the Jews, he's speaking to Israel in chapter 2, and he reminds them that God's goodness has always led them to repentance or mind change, metanoia. God's goodness has led them on more than one occasion to change their mind about God, to have a mind change. And so now, to contrast that goodness, he says, consider two things about God, God's goodness and God's severity. On those who fell, God showed his sharpness. He showed his severity. Well, I ask you, what was that fall? Well, we know that the next verse will help us, although we don't really need it because we've done the context work getting into 22. What we know is that they fell because of unbelief. But look at 23. If they do not continue in unbelief, they'll be grafted in. So what Paul is saying is God's severity in cutting off Israel was due to a continuous unbelief. It wasn't just an individual who has a moment of unbelief. We have such security in the New Testament that we are not cut off because of a moment of unbelief. Remember Romans 5, where we have peace with God because of faith, but then in verse 9, much more than we have been made righteous by his blood. And so Paul is saying, look, you came into faith by righteousness and that gave you peace with God, but now it's the blood of that marks you, that does the work. It's sort of like those houses in Egypt, where the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt and they mark the doorposts of their houses with blood, and that blood means something. That blood stands for something. It says a death has occurred here, and there need be no more death. The blood did the work, even if faith wavered. So on the individual basis, we know that a moment of unbelief is not, that doesn't change anything in who we are, doesn't change being a new creation. Continuous unbelief in the part of Israel was the problem. The unbelief of not believing on Jesus stretched back way before Jesus arrived, because the faith of a Messiah, the faith that they had exhibited in a Messiah, was not faith that it would be the man that was born in Bethlehem. Their Messiah was a sword bearer, a Roman killer. But when they saw God wrapped in human flesh, they didn't recognize him because they believed in something entirely different. So this is a pattern of unbelief. So Paul wants to contrast that by showing you the goodness of God. Consider God's goodness and his severity. On those who fell, that was God's severity. That was God cutting off those who did not believe. But toward you, goodness, or the goodness of God in the early Greek translations. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also will be cut off. So God's goodness is an extension of his heart. It is an example of who he is. If you continue in his heart, which is his righteousness, his joy, his peace, then you continue to walk in that and see the fruit of that on a day-to-day basis. If you don't walk in that, then you're cut off from the life of God. So continue in, and again, we're talking about a corporate illustration in Romans 11:22. Because as we just spent, you know, several minutes telling you, there's enough examples in both the Old and the New Testament that God doesn't, in a moment of unbelief, take away salvation. This is so opposite of the New Covenant. But in regards to the people of Israel who did not believe on Jesus, there was a severity in their cutoff that is beautifully contrasted with how gloriously good God is in his acceptance. And that we dealt with that 23 for a moment. And they also, if they do not continue in unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. So it's the same group of people who did not believe on Jesus, who may have been claiming birthright as their salvation through Abraham. Paul has said, you're not in. But if they stop the continual unbelief and begin to believe on Jesus, and if you want to know what that looks like, then you read Romans 10. That's what led us here. This confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. That's the belief that Paul's talking about. He says, if you get that, then God would graft them in again. You would see a return of this group who've been cut off. They can come back. So there's a promise of hope. We'll deal with verse 24 tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.